He was different. This was such a radical version of Christ. And he was outside a church setting. He was approachable and was very human. But it was not the Jesus they were familiar with.
It's one of the most interesting challenges for a sculptor or anyone.
My name is Monsignor John Miller. I'm a priest of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and I was one of the people who developed the commission, Jesus Breaking Bread.
I'm Martha Mayer Erlbacher. My husband, Walter Erlbacher, was the sculptor of Jesus Breaking Bread.
Each and every part of this figure would tell you that he was human, and each and every part was so carefully considered to do just that.
So he tried everything, thought about everything?
The gesture, the hair, the fingertips, the fingers, the face.
100 heads, hundreds.
What kind of hair? What about the angle of the left shoulder blade? Which leg should be bent?
There was always a question of what kind of bread to use, because if you would have used a piece of Wonder Bread, it wouldn't have worked. When Walter hit on this pita bread, that was actually just the thing.
And Walter didn't want him to look like one personality or one ethnicity, so he brought in half a dozen different models.
Of course, he got letters telling him that Jesus had a beard, which we were always very curious to know how people knew that.
Jesus without a beard, they would say?
Because the standard picture of Jesus, you know, on these prayer cards, you know what they look like. You know, Jesus has the doleful expression. Anytime you don't go along with the stereotype, people think that you've made an error.
Back in 1976, the 41st International Eucharistic Congress met in Philadelphia. The statue, Jesus Breaking Bread, was commissioned for that Congress, as was the hymn you're now hearing. It's called Gift of Finest Wheat. When the sculpture was unveiled, Sister Mary Scullion with Project Home in Philadelphia was there watching.
One of the things I really like is that it's outside, because revelation usually happens outside the temple. There's more of a tendency to put God in a box inside a church or a synagogue, you know, place of worship. And that's, I think, why I like it outside the temple. It should call us to something beyond what we know, call us to something a little greater, more.
We all have our images of how God is supposed to be and of how we are. And when you shake it up as Walter shook things up in a beautiful and moving way, it's like a shining a giant beam of light on the most basic and fundamental beliefs we carry with us to take us truly beyond ourselves.